Welcome to PCB Togo Electronic Incorporated. Today we have came up with a new topic about how you can make use of printed circuit board fabrication. It is present in your cell phone, television, computer, soundbox and many other electrical and electronic components that you have around the house. Of course, we are talking about the printed circuit board, that tiny board inside the devices, usually green, which has several solder points and extra fine wires connecting one dot to another. The assembly of printed circuits is a highly delicate job due to the object's size, but the wire's fragility and soldering points require more excellent care during assembly. Therefore, electronic board assembly companies are among the most specialized sectors because they need sophisticated machinery and equipment and super skilled workers. For printed circuit board fabrication, this is most essential. When did printed circuit boards appear? The origin of the printed circuit board we know today is very old, dating back to World War II when the old existing boards were improved with the creation of dip solder. As the name implies, the plate is immersed in chemicals and the layer that forms helps protect the fragile solder ends. This prevents the solder from invading another nearby point in the soldering process, which would damage the future printed circuit board, as it would be subject to short circuit when used. Another function of the green protective layer is to make the printed circuit board more resistant to external agents, such as dust and moisture. Both can interfere with the electrical connections of the circuit and make it impossible for the electrical or electronic components to function fully. Most of the time, the protective layer of the printed circuit board is green, but other colors can be used in production, such as red, blue and even yellow. Most companies that assemble electronic boards use the green mask and, with the wide use of this color, it became a standard in the electronics sector. Raw material used in the production of printed circuit boards. Companies that assemble electronic boards typically use plastic or fiberglass to manufacture the various types of printed circuit boards found in electrical or electronic components. Both plastic and fiberglass are easily manipulated and molded, a quality that facilitates production in the smallest formats. Conclusion. Metallic materials such as gold, copper or tin are also incorporated in the manufacture. As everyone knows, metals are excellent conductors of electricity. Therefore, metallic materials are responsible for distributing the electrical charge across the board and, thus, triggering the functions and enabling the operation of the printed circuit. Get more information, www.pcbtogo.com.